Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Time for us to order up.
This week we're doing
something a little bit different. We're playing a little bit of a numbers game. So we're going to choose the best athletes to have ever worn a specific number. And we're going to start with the greatest integer of all, the one that starts everything off, zero. Surprisingly, a lot of athletes have worn zero. But who's the best? From 5 to 1, who you got, Dick?
Yeah, so I just went with the guys that I thought of right away. Like, as you know, I thought of the number zero, and these are the five guys that came to my mind right away. First one is Agent Zero, and that's Gilbert Arenas. I mean, you can say what you want about him. He had a pretty decent run in the NBA before the whole gun situation. He was a really good college player, and he was a really good NBA player for a while. So that's my number five. Number four is Dame Lillard, man. Dollar Dame. He racks up the points. He racks up the numbers. He doesn't win a whole lot. Hopefully he can get on the board here with Giannis and the Bucks. He's finally coming back from his injury, but Dollar Dame is legit. Number three, it pained me to do this, but he did win an MVP award. He has several records, and that's Russell Westbrook. I'm not a big fan of his. Oh, Kachuk just scored a goal. Russell Westbrook is my number three. And the Panthers are up 4-1 against the Lightning. Number two, I'm going with Roquan Smith. I think he's probably the best linebacker in the game right now, playing for the Baltimore Ravens. He's, ever since he went to the Ravens, he took number zero. He was finally eligible for players. And, I think sideline to sideline, I think north and south, he's the best or one of the best linebackers in the league. And my number one, it's hard not to pick him, and it's Jason Tatum. You know, he's coming off of an NBA Finals, his first NBA Finals. I think he has all the traits, the tools to really be the next Kobe Bryant. The only thing that I think he doesn't have is he doesn't have that really killer instinct, that killer attitude, but I think that will come in time. But he's extremely gifted. He can shoot, he can dribble, he can pass, he can rebound. He's really the complete package, and for that reason, that's my number one.
Good choices. I mean, you can't, a lot of basketball, mostly because you don't see it very often in other sports. I know soccer, you're not allowed to wear it. Hockey, only two professional players have ever worn zero. In doing the research for this, I found this very interesting. That only two professional hockey players have ever worn zero in the NHL. So, very interesting. Soccer, not allowed. So, that really leaves you with baseball, football, basketball. So, you have a more of a limited kind of scope. Well, that being said, you have a lot of decent baseball players on this list that have worn zero. But in terms of standing out, or somebody who did something much better than anybody else. I'm going to do a number five, Ray Ordonez. Dude could not hit to save his life. If his life depended on it, he'd be dead. But my God, could that man field? He was they like to call Javi Baez El Mago. No. Ray Ordonez was a friggin' magician with the glove. Had a cannon for an arm, too. If he could ever hit anything, if he could even hit his weight, he would have had a longer shelf life in the big leagues. Alas, it was not to be. Ray Ordonez, number five. Number four. Now you're starting to get into basketball, because basketball has the larger percentage of players that have worn zero. And yeah, it's hard not to argue. You know, it's hard to argue with Gilbert Arenas. You don't average 21 points for your career and not get consideration here. Was he a pain in the ass? Absolutely, he was a pain in the ass. Like, he was John Morant before John Morant with the guns and everything. The problem is Gilbert Arenas had real guns. John Morant is pantomiming on the bench and on the sidelines and on the court. The real ones he saved for the club. Gilbert Arenas brought them into the goddamn locker room. That's what's going on with Gilbert fucking Arenas. It's like, yeah. I could kill you right now. Try me, motherfucker. So that is who you're dealing with when you're talking about Gilbert Arenas. But amazing score. Prolific score. Just a wee bit of a hair trigger. Pun intended. Number three. I like Boogie Cousins, man. Like, Boogie Cousins is a good choice. He did wear zero for a few seasons. So, average a double-double in the NBA, was a prolific player. Injuries kind of derailed his career, but he definitely had an opportunity. He only wore zero for 3 years. 17, 18, and 19. But hey, he wore zero. He counts. Number two. I need to see more of him. That's why he's not number one. But I gotta go Tyrese Halliburton. So, stud player. Been doing, you know, has the Pacers going where they need to go. And he's really taken that mantle. And he's really taken the ownership of that organization. And he's bringing it to the level that it needs to be. Sacramento didn't see it. They sent him to Indiana. And he has really started to flourish. Which brings me to number one. It's going to sound like a Lifetime Achievement Award, but I'm going to go with Russ. I'm going to go with Russell Westbrook.
Really? I thought maybe Ozzie... Well, Ozzie didn't wear zero, did he?
He wore one. I was going to jokingly say Marcus Stroman for number one. But, yeah, no. It was either him or Adam Ottavino. So baseball was done after Ray Ordonez. Baseball was done. I could have done Odubi McDowell, but you know, 9-time All Star, 2-time scoring champ, 3-time assist champ, right? One of the prolific passers in our game. It's hard to argue with Russell Westbrook. I know where you stand with him, and I know, you know, where he is on your list. you average a triple-double for a season, even if you pad the stats a little bit like he was wont to do, he still did it. He still had to do it, and he went out and did it. So it's a little bit of a lifetime achievement award, but he has been prolific for a very long time in the NBA. But there are plenty. There are plenty of other options. Who do you have? Who's the greatest zero? Send us your lists. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X. And let us know who was the best athlete to ever wear zero. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.